Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, as I was preparing to share this time together with you, I was asking the Lord, what would He have me say? And the words He quickened to me, just two words actually, were found in Psalm 37 and 5. He worketh. Think about that. Think about your situation. Know that God is working. These words echo with enormous clarity that God doesn't sleep. He's not off some far distant place, unconcerned or unmindful of your needs. Jesus is our merciful and great and wonderful high priest who knows your every need. He never fails to intercede with God in our behalf. These two words remind us of the immediate action of God in our lives when we can really commit our burden to Him. And as we put our hands in His hands and rest on His promises, He worketh. Praise God. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me, as the song says. David said, I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. That's Psalm 57 and 2. And Jesus, who has conquered doubt and fear, and who has defeated every work of the enemy, is moving in your behalf today, beloved. In Genesis 1 and 9, the Bible says, and God said, and it was so. What He has declared to be shall be, beloved. His word will not return to Him void. The promises of His word are faithful and true. In Matthew 9:29, the word says, according to your faith, be it unto you. Do you believe just what I've shared, that He is faithful? That which you desire of God is yours for the believing. I just feel God's presence reaching out to so many to give you an assurance that all you desire will be done as you come to Him and cast your cares and cast your burdens upon Him. Remember that no earthly circumstance can hinder the fulfillment of His word if we look steadfastly at the immutability of that word, the unchanging character of our God, and not at the circumstances that we face. God has given us His sacred word in the Bible, and He has said if we would believe, He would give us the answer to our prayers. He's ready to give us according to our faith. And beloved, God still keeps His promises. I'm reminded of David in Psalm 124. When he declared, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, hallelujah, who hath not given us a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Beloved, hear the word of the Lord. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Praise God. Beloved, Jesus paid it all. And in Matthew 18:19, He reminds us, as we agree together, the work will be done. So let's just praise Him, whatever it is that you desire of the Lord. Father, we just thank you that you are a God who meets all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And Father, we praise you for it. David said, "Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King." We thank you, Lord, that you finished the work. And now, Lord, we believe that you are moving. We believe that you are working. We believe that you are our good shepherd who protects and love us. You are our shepherd, and we are your people, Lord, and the sheep of your pasture. Praise God. God so loves you, beloved, and He wants to meet your every need. And I know sometimes it may seem like an impossible situation, but to God it is as nothing, for He has but to speak the word and it is done. When we give ourselves over into His hands, as it were, and allow Him to handle our troubles, then you and I are able to enter into the rest of God. We cease from our labors, and we are assured that all shall be well as our Heavenly Father works in our behalf. Beloved, He worketh. Remember that. He's working right now, maybe in ways you cannot see, but He's heard your prayers. We have an advocate with the Father, and that advocate is Jesus Christ. He's daily pleading your cause, my cause, at the throne of God. Praise God. Hear the word of the Lord, beloved. Behold, you are my chosen one, says the Lord. You are as a royal diadem in my hand. In the heat of battle, beloved, I shall stand by your side. In the darkness of the valley, I shall be a light unto your path. As the ground is parched for lack of rain, and there is drought in so many areas, beloved, I would say to you, while that is true in the natural, know that I have called you to receive spiritual rain. I have called you according to my purposes, says the Lord, and in a time of compromise and apostasy and men-pleasing, I have a people who are hungering for the sincere milk of the Word. I have a people who desire to know their God and be strong and do exploits. And I say to you, beloved, I will pour out to you that spiritual rain, that anointing, that glory from on high, and you shall know that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. You shall trust and believe, and my word shall be fulfilled in your behalf, says the Lord. Because of your faithfulness, so shall I cause even that which you have desired to be given. I say to you, beloved, believe, and the work shall be done. He that is from everlasting to everlasting speaks to you to encourage your heart, beloved, to let you know that I have called you to a better and more glorious way than you've ever known or experienced before. A day of triumph and a day of victory is before you. It is at hand, and you shall see the hand of the Lord work in your behalf, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. There's a scripture that comes to mind in Isaiah, the 65th chapter, verse 24. God is a God who is going to answer prayer. He is a faithful God. Isaiah received this word from the Lord, "And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear." Praise God. Another passage I'd like to share with you is a familiar one found in Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, verse 10, which speaks to you and I, beloved, in an amazing way. We read it and we just don't, well, we just go over it, but it says, "We are His workmanship." But do you know what the original text says? "We are His poem." Isn't that amazing? that God has beautifully and wonderfully created you and designed you. You are a work of divine creation. The Lord composed you, if you will, as a poet and as a sculptor hews out an image out of the rock and creates a work of art. God has taken you and made you his own creation of beauty. Now, the problem is, many of us have a hard time in believing that. Even that is what the scripture says. A work of divine creation. Does God make junk? I don't think so. You are precious in his eyes. But the problem is, beloved, we have been opposed since birth, those of us who belong to the Lord. They're a good seed, you know, and the devil knows it, and he fights in every way he can to bring sorrow and hurt and abuse and all manner of things to make us feel insecure in ourselves, to make us feel we're not worth very much. But beloved, just think about this. These are such simple concepts, but Jesus would have died just for you. He considers you so important. And in Exodus, the 14th chapter, verse 14, it says, "The Lord shall fight for you." And he's fighting the enemy of your soul. As you come to the Lord, as you cast your cares upon him, knowing that he is working, he will cause the enemy to be defeated. I've just felt to take this broadcast to just spend this time encouraging your heart so you could be refreshed in the presence of the Lord. In fact, Father, we thank you right now that you are moving to touch every heart, and Lord, that your divine power and anointing will pour into their spirits. You will strengthen them with might in the inner man. Father, I give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. In a few moments, the announcer will give our contact information, but I want to thank you for joining me today, for listening, and know that if you've been blessed and encouraged by the broadcast, I have a personal ministry of correspondence that I know if God is moving on your heart, he has a reason for doing it, and you will be blessed. I encourage you to write, send that email, or drop me a letter, and know that I will pray for you personally and send back whatever God gives to encourage your heart. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.